Hello.
Hello.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. All right, Dino. This is
Dino Brown. As we mentioned, we very likely have our correspondent from Insane Prison. So, how's it going? Just barely. You're not coming in too clear.
I think it might be a problem this morning. Want me to try and call back?
Why don't you do that?
Okay.
Well, there we go. This is Community Radio. You never know. You're going to have to make calls from different phones until you find the right phone that works. And we believe you'll be able to do that. Meanwhile, let's take a short music break here. And then we'll be right back with Dino Brown, our correspondent in Main State Prison. Kiss Dear goodbye for a moment here, and welcome back to the show, Dean.
Pardon me while I kiss this guy.
Okay, well there. So, it's a foggy, cold day out here. The weather's kind of not nasty out here. How are things doing in the prison right now?
About the same, but I can't smell the ocean salt.
You ever get any seagulls there?
Yeah, chow time.
Well, you know, it may be that they
can smell it from Rockland.
Well,
actually, it's not that bad. But yeah, we see some. They come in, hover around a bit. We see a lot of osprey. It's fun to watch.
So there is a bit of nature does interact some with you all.
Oh hell yeah! Some places we can look out a window and see a deer or the turkeys in the fall.
Wonder if you could take up hawking there. You know, you train a hawk to actually to go after what?
Marijuana. That'd be an interesting program.
Well,
we got CNI dogs over here and marijuana toting pigeons over here.
Yeah, my gosh. Well, don't give them any ideas there.
No.
Anyway, so that sounds like you're in a good mood. Has things been going well there?
Kind of sort of about this, you know, the attack on the religious programs and other activities that we have here to occupy our time is ongoing.
Now let's go into some detail about that again.
The religious programming, there's a Christian fellowship program called Kairos. It's an international prison ministry. And they came to Maine in like 97, I believe, 96, 97, and really touched a lot of people's lives, and mine included. And every month they come in, there'll be like anywhere from 6 to 15 or 20 religious volunteers who've already been screened through security and everything. They come in and worship and fellowship with prisoners. The last 2 months in a row that's been killed. They suspended it for 6 months shortly after we got here. And then they started it up with some significant changes, losses to the program, restrictions imposed, and then just recently they said these people couldn't come in. Right now we're without a chaplain. That position is being worked on, I guess, but it's still vacant. It's been vacant since February.
So you've got an entirely godless prison there.
Yeah, it kind of seems that way. I mean, The administration is in no hurry to fill it, and I'm not sure which deputy warden was responsible, but one of them killed the Asatru program, the Viking, you know, Thor's plan, all that. I'm not familiar with it too much, but you know, they worship peacefully. They do their own thing. They tried making the claim that, oh, it's a security threat group. we have no security threat groups yet to speak of. I mean, yeah, you get some little clicks of people, but not...
What is it? They think of guys with helmets with horns on them wielding battle axes walking around the prison or what?
No, we really don't have that. there's the swastika crew that's part of that to some extent, but not, making their presence really manifest in any kind of disruption or anything. I mean, they got their beliefs and they're entitled to them, although I personally disagree with them. Other people may, but it hasn't led to problems. There are no race-related incidents of violence here. There's no gang warfare to speak of. I mean, there's none, period, but I mean, these people are receiving federal funding to deal with gang problems, and there simply aren't any. It's hilarious, you know, what are they doing with that money? I mean, they got a gang coordinator here. What gang? I mean, what's
this? Is this guy like the Maytag, you know, washer repairman sort of sitting there?
Yeah, he's got a New York accent, and he's dark skinned, and he's got a gang tattoo from his youth in New York, so that makes him a qualified expert at the Maine State Prison. He gets chunked at better funds. Captain there about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, instituted his own personal rule. You know, said if you come over to the activities building on your recreation time, which is when you're allowed to use the different services available, if you participate in a church service or any kind of religious program, then you can only do that one thing for that day. You can't come out. If you come out to go to the bathroom, you have to return to your cell. Okay,
so that. You're saying that you can't go to a, say there's a pickup ball game or something like that. You can't do anything else that day, just that one event.
Right. But if you go to play a pickup ball game, you can go to the store, you can go play a card game, you can use the weight room or the exercise, you go to the library, you go to education, you can do anything. But if you go over there for church and it's your rec time and you choose to go to church on that rec time, which is in the same building, it's a room off the building, off the hallways that, you know, they're all open to the hallway through glass. It was just his own personal rule, and.
So is this an effort to get people to stop going to church?
It certainly seems that way. The Catholic priest here, Bob Bouchard, has been out for some time pending a lawsuit. The diocese is suing prison officials for harassing him. Man's got a heart of gold, but they call him a homosexual and a child molester and all kinds of stuff. And a lot of it to his face, and he got tired of it, and he went to the channels of his diocese, and their attorneys recommended that he not be on the grounds during the pendency of the litigation. It's not just us, but I mean, it's volunteers. They get ridiculed and criticized and stuff. It's not all the staff that does it either. I mean, there's a crew of them, but it's not all of them. But